This is Mark Helm, the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and this is the fourth and the final in a series of episodes called Practices for Self-Storage Entrepreneurs to Develop in Today's World. And I did this series because given the kind of the state of the self-storage industry today, the prices, how much big money's chasing self-storage, there's some unique kind of practices I think as small investors we should be developing. And these are the practices I'm consciously working on in my self-storage business. And this fourth and last one we're going to talk about is harder. It's more subtle and it's requires more processing and more mental energy, and the reality is it's really a lifetime endeavor, but I'm finding I really need to lean on it a lot more. I'm Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the on-demand self-storage boot camp, which is the premier training I offer that's designed to take you from wherever you are now all the way to putting your first self-storage facility into service. We talk in the boot camp about this practice that I'm working on, practice number four. And in this training, you get all the forms that we use, all of the a workbook that we use, and it takes you methodically from wherever you are, from designing your business plan, finding your niche out, practice one, specializing, all the way through how to put this facility into service. You can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Now, this fourth practice is a little more subtle and really takes something. It really has to do with how we perceive the world and what are some of our background belief systems. Now, I've entitled it, Be Competitive, but Develop an Abundance Mindset. Now, I want to have a philosophical conversation with you for just a minute. My training informs me that as human beings, we act as if what we're thinking and what's happening to us in the world is a very personal experience. And on one hand, it is. But the reality is, we rarely, if ever, have had a unique thought. Our belief systems, which usually run in the background, really shape how the world occurs to us. And the truth is, we don't have or did not have a lot of input on what those belief systems are. What shapes your belief systems to a large degree is a function of, you know, where you were born, when you were born, what country you were born in, what religion you were born in, what your parents did and believed. And this is all in the background. What I mean by that is, we mimic people, and we see our parents, and we see society, and we see our religious leaders acting in a certain way, and we mimic what they're doing, and we create and adopt, for the most part, without questioning. We think we question, but we really don't. We adopt whatever belief system they have, which is nothing more than a thought, a conversation, and it just goes into the background or goes into our subconscious, and it's like the software that runs our thinking. Now, sometimes we may totally rebel against it, but then we're trying to do the opposite of the belief system, and again, it just slides into the background, and it becomes like the software that runs our thinking. Now, for a human being, reality occurs in language. At least on this planet, we think that we are the only species that perceives reality inside language. Or said another way, reality is a story. We tell ourselves using language a story of what reality is. So for example, as a kid, I heard often that life is hard and you've got to work hard to make it. Now, I didn't really question that. That was just a thought that was given to me. And I guess I accepted it because it went in the background. And for most of my life, success occurred very hard to get. Now, one of the belief systems that for most of us is totally in the background, in my opinion, is that there's not enough to go around. Now, intellectually, we'll argue with that. We won't agree with that intellectually. But I'm not worried about that. What I'm more interested in is how people behave, what they do. And my observation of humans, myself included, is that I may say that there's enough to go around, but if you look at how I think and what I act and what I do, I'm functioning as if there's not enough to go around. And if I win, somebody else has got to lose. Now, intellectually, I'll argue with you on that, but that's not always how I behave. Why? Well, because the belief, the scarcity mindset's in the background running everything. Now, most of us think that when we see the world out there and we interpret what's going on in the world out there, the language we use is describing what's actually happening. Try on that the language, whether you're conscious of it or not, that you're using isn't describing the world, it's creating the world. Just try that on for a minute. Now, I'm not saying it's true. I'm not interested really in what's true. I'm interested in what gives me power. And creating that what I say and what I think creates my reality sure empowers me a lot more than I've just got to react to what's going on in the world. Now, I did not create the scarcity belief system that I inherited. You didn't create it. It's not personal to you. And it's not necessarily a description of what's really happening. You know, a drought for plant is not a problem for planet Earth. Galaxies colliding and suns exploding is really not a problem for the universe. Now, it's served, it's part of our evolutionary process as humans, because as we were evolving inside an environment that was hostile and the goal of our thinking we developed was survival, it served us well for hundreds of thousands of years. But in today's world, we're rarely, if ever, having to worry about our physical danger. If you are, you're probably not that focused on self-storage right now. But yet, our brain fires that way, and our body reacts that way. And we have a background belief system we were born into that there's not enough to go around. And if I'm going to win, someone else has to lose. Investing in self-storage and making money is not a physical survival item anymore for human beings. Now, where am I going with all this in the self-storage? Well, today, with self-storage prices being the way they are, approaching, negotiating, and controlling properties with a competitive mindset, in my humble opinion, is an extreme disadvantage today. You won't be controlling many properties if in order for you to do that, you've got to win and someone else has to lose. And again, I'm not saying we'll agree with that. We consciously say that. But if we look at how we're being, that's probably to some degree what's going on. I've especially noticed it, not with everybody I work with, but with a lot of people that come out of the house, single family housing, where they bought single family housing, whatever, trainers in that arena. I mean, there's a lot of people, for whatever reason, not everyone, but a lot of people from that arena come in with a very competitive mindset, like to have to get the deal at the lowest possible price. And if you're doing that, the seller's losing, you're winning. Yes, you might use other language when you're talking about it, but what's really going on and what I'm really hearing when I'm working with these people is that I've got to buy low, beat everyone, buy low, and I've got to sell high and beat the buyer who buys it from me in order for me to win. Now, that's valid. It's just very difficult today in the self-storage business, given what the prices are. Here's the reality. We don't have to get great deals on everything we do. We have to get good deals, solid deals. I don't have to hit a home run on every self-storage deal I do. I just want to hit my benchmark numbers. If I can help the seller get what the seller wants, I can hit my benchmark numbers. I'll pay whatever I got to pay to do that deal. I can't overpay or I won't hit my benchmark numbers. But I don't have to beat anyone. There's enough to go around. Big money chasing current self-storage deals of 4 and 5 caps, let them. I don't need those deals. I'll look at deals they're not looking at. There's enough to go around. I'll focus on deals they're not focused on. Why? I'm not trying to beat them. There's just enough out there for all of us. When I deal with the seller, I want the seller to win. I want many of the sellers I've bought projects from have become partners of mine in other projects. They had a good experience as I bought it, and they ended up putting money in future deals I did. I've hired some of my sellers as contractors. There really is enough for all. The abundance mindset today is more than just a feel-good thing for us, creating less stress. In my humble opinion, much of the reason many people that I see out there are kind of floundering and not able to control any deals is because it's going to be very hard to come out on top and have the seller or that you're buying and are getting an opportunity from come out underneath you. Today, given where prices are, both people got to win, because there are always people right behind you that will pay more for whatever opportunity you're looking at than you will. I just need a deal or an opportunity in the self-storage world that will realistically hit my minimum benchmark numbers and then over time exceed them. I'm happy with that. I can do those kind of deals all day long. I believe that's how we create wealth. Slowly, methodically, deal by deal. So the final practice, be competitive in life, have fun, but remember, there's enough for all, and everybody in today's world can win. Thank you. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer, the financial analysis tool we use to analyze properties. Remember, practice to analyze, but don't overanalyze. That's the tool we use most often as we analyze these self-storage opportunities. You can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com or storageworldanalyzer.com. Thank you. I look forward to being with you next week.